Cold Lake. On January 13, 2024, Cold Lake hosted the induction ceremony for two individuals who had a positive impact on the community, one an artist, and the other a well-known soccer coach. The ceremony, held at the Lakeland Inn Banquet Room, was a celebration of Renee Richards and Thomas Varghese's achievements and contributions to the community. Friends, family, and guests gathered to honor the two inductees. City of Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland set the tone for the induction by explaining the qualifications. Inductees must have either been a native of Cold Lake or a region, have substantial connections to the area or be residents of the area during the period of which the achievement was made, or if nominated under a team organization category, the team, group, or organization must have been based from or out of the city of Cold Lake. In addition to the criteria, Copeland added, inductees must have a history of demonstrating strong character and integrity while acting as an ambassador for this city. Inductees must have made substantial contributions to the Imperial Place Energy Center. MLA Scott Sear was also in attendance and offered insights on the inductees. The evening is not just about a ceremony. It is about a testament, an enduring impact of dedication, passion, and excellence, expressed Sear. He stated the Cold Lake Hall of Fame is about more than just awards, but it stands as a beacon of inspiration, reminding the community of the exceptional talents and contributions that have shaped the city's identity. Sear added, this induction of Renee and Tom into the esteemed circle is a recognition of the extraordinary journey that has been the lasting legacies that they have left behind. Artist and visionary Renee Richard, originally born in Switzerland, moved to Cold Lake with his family in 1911. He was inspired by the Canadian wilderness, and with the help of Indigenous friends, they helped him live on the land. Richard had a talent for drawing and had attended prestigious art schools in places such as Paris but returned to Cold Lake to be a trapper. Emphasizing the significance of recognition bestowed upon Richard, Sear said, his work transcends mere artistic expression. It's a celebration of our natural heritage, and a visual narrative of a journey of the wilds of Alberta and the vibrant coasts of Quebec. Today, as we honor Renee, we do not just honor a painter, we honor a visionary who captured the heart and soul of Canada. The Artist Award is awarded to outstanding artists who have brought credit and recognition to Cold Lake, such as visual and performing arts in a multicultural sphere, said Copeland. Jeff Gay nominated Richard and shared insights into his achievements, emphasizing the magnitude of his impact. His work has been presented to Queen Elizabeth and featured on a postage stamp. His life is on a basis of a famous novel in French. His house in Bay St. Paul is named a cultural treasure. Richard, who left a mark on the artistic landscape, passed away at the age of 86 in 1982. Accepting the prestigious 2023 Artist Award on behalf of her late uncle, Darlene Reed stepped forward to honor and celebrate his legacy. Teacher, coach and mentor Thomas Varghese was a multifaceted individual who served as a teacher, principal, coach, and mentor. His philosophy, rooted in kindness and a profound passion for life, was a source of inspiration for everyone fortunate enough to cross his path. Varghese's impact went beyond teaching soccer skills. He taught invaluable lessons about teamwork and the pursuit of common goals that extended far beyond the playing field. Emphasizing good sportsmanship, he instilled this character into his players, with words of wisdom proving relevant both on and off the field. Following his passing in 2017, Varghese's contributions to the soccer community were commemorated. In 2019, the city dedicated the new artificial outdoor turf field in his honor, naming it the Thomas Varghese Memorial Field. Niles Varghese, one of Thomas's sons, expressed gratitude for the recognition during the induction ceremony. It's an honor for Dad to be recognized for his role in developing a minor soccer program for the Cold Lake area. Niles went on to share some deeper insights. We as a family know the many hours of dedication that Dad spent for his community to make a home for the sport that he absolutely loved. He lived and breathed soccer. All of us as children had the opportunity to be coached by Dad and experience firsthand the combination of skills and philosophy he brought to the game. Niles added, he managed to transmit many valuable life lessons to us and others through these interactions on the soccer. He highlighted that his father's impact extended beyond mere talents, it was defined by how he used those talents to help others. It wasn't just about him playing soccer and being popular, because he was a good player. It was about teaching, sharing, and inclusively looking forward, building many years ahead. It took playing soccer and the challenges it posed for me to carve my own path, a lesson from a friend, a coach, a mentor, and from a father to a son. During the ceremony, Niles, Nathan and Alex Varghese, along with Dr. Asha Kadran, accepted the 2023 Builder Award on behalf of their father. Both inductees' plaques will be placed in the Hall of Fame at the Cold Lake Energy Center.